Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We loved his positional size. We loved his multi-position defender and multi-position ball handler. He can play on the ball. He can play off the ball. He can create. He can receive. Above all that, he looks you in the eye when you talk to him. He's coachable. He has a soul and a spirit, which I think is important. And he's been just awesome to deal with. We had a great meeting. It was great for both of us. And, you know, by the grace of God, he fell to 7. I don't know how, but he did. And we're thankful for it.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And we'd like to thank Kelly Kroll, first of all, for being here all morning for Mike Mulligan, who has the day off. Thank you, Kelly.
Well, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Went fast. Thanks to Kevin for running the show and to Ray for being Ray and being
They're pesky.
Blue. Yeah, very pesky. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Hey, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Did we get a Bulls across the chest from Boylan? If we're doing
I don't
it?
Think we did.
No.
Soul and a spirit.
Soul, spirit, heart. We had to play the fill out the bingo card.
He has a soul and a spirit, which I think is important.
I need to find a way, and I'm working on this, because I know this is a me problem, that I've got to reconcile the fact that Jim Boylan is and will be the Bulls head coach. And I'm just going to have to change my aesthetic for how I expect an NBA head coach to
change your spirit
to look and sound. Exactly,
change your spirit,
alter my soul and my heart and my spirit, and that way I'll
go down to the water.
I'll get onto the same wavelength. Yeah, I'll be rebaptized in the spirit of the Bulls. I'll feel it in me. I'll speak in tongues, and I will sound exactly like Jim Boylan.
That's going to be an annoying set of shows for us. If you're speaking in tongues all bull season.
Wait till the rattlesnakes come out. I know with your fear of snakes, when I'm handling
really
snakes
week.
And speaking in tongues to get in touch with my inner Boylan, we'll get through it together.
And he played for Roy Williams, and Kobe White said that he had never had a better experience with a coach than when Jim Boylan sat down with
That's
him
right.
before the draft and went to the whiteboard and talked to him about basketball.
It's obvious. I mean, with Boylan, he can connect with a good type of player, with the guy that wants to get into that depth and that honesty and that kind of arousal level, you know, that we're ready to talk
as
about.
As long
that
as
kind
an assistant
stuff.
Is keeping track of timeouts, right. Well, that's fine.
That's the thing. I mean, he didn't have to call any timeouts when he was at the whiteboard with Kobe White. He sounded great with you guys. Very excited to
he
be here.
He sounded pretty good. Humble.
Very humble and very, I think, very understanding of his own expectations. I mean, you heard him after the draft saying he wants to win Rookie of the Year, he wants to win a championship, all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, why not set those expectations for yourself? Why not have those things out there in front of you? If you set the bar too low, then
I'm
you're just
jealous because the kid's
be
a great writer already. He can write.
That's something.
He can write. He's like 19 years old, and he's an excellent writer.
Yeah, the perspective in that Players Tribune piece was really striking, and his level of I guess you called composure throughout his own column was really impressive, I thought.
Those are heavily edited, though. He doesn't just write that and throw it up there. I mean,
I would imagine he gets
your
some.
Spirit is no better 2 minutes later. Come on. We're working on
it's
the
a
spirit.
Process. Development is nonlinear.
This is true. We're, right? We've set the bar really high for you.
Yes. Well, doesn't Cody Westerlund, review your columns?
Absolutely.
Before you put them on?
Where would I be without him?
Exactly. Where would any of us be without Cody?
No, it's important to get other sets of eyes on one's writing. If he says, are you sure you want to call this guy an idiot? Yes, I am.
So what time are you guys talking to Jeff Francoeur?
Joe Frenchie. What a moment for him. His work in the booth has been quite irritated for a while now, right? I mean, the level it takes to get Jeff Francoeur just a little bit upset is so low. So I kind of figured that. I find the whole Wilson Contreras thing fascinating. I really do.
What regards?
Yeah, we had a kerfuffle over pitch framing.
I really find
it's
it
great.
The thing
we did.
The thing that he struggles at is the thing that he got upset about, and I thought the strike that he was upset about was a strike, Wilson. But at the same time, you don't You don't interject yourself into the conversation that the umpire and Wilson Contreras are having.
If you're Tyler Flowers.
Yeah, I don't know where T-Flow's headed with that. I mean, he would be pissed if a hitter did that while he was talking to an umpire. It's just like this strange, everybody's upset, and then when they're done, everybody acts the same way. I mean, whether it was Wilson with you, Kelly, or whether it was Tyler with the media afterward, it was all, yeah, I don't know what anybody's doing. I mean, it's just, you know, stay out of my business, and I'll stay out of yours. And it's all nonsense.
I get it. I understand sort of the shifting sands of baseball umbrage here. I get the protocol that the dialogue between catcher and umpire as the psychological and political aspect of framing. It's all ridiculous because it's all umpire fooling. It shouldn't exist. That's a different debate. It does exist. Framing matters. There is the actual moving of the ball, and then there's the working the umpire aspect of it. And you don't want a batter getting involved in your dialogue. That's part of the job. I totally get it. And because it's not a neutral example because we're dealing with Wilson Contreras, who, of course, is going to hit that home run and be Wilson Contreras at that point. The Braves are a high-arousal team. This is a Brian McCann team.
Influence.
So it all kind of makes sense in a really silly baseball way where that'll eventually be undone by an electronic strike zone.
So did you guys have an issue with the, I don't know that you call it celebration per se, but just how he handled himself after? I mean, trash talking exists in, this was what Dave and I were talking, it exists in every sport, and we love it in every sport except for baseball.
That's true.
I'm cool with it.
I mean, I think that I kind of got a kick out of it last night. I mean, I did, and I think some fans did. I don't know that it, I mean, I suppose it could be taken as disrespectful at the same time. I don't like that he looked at the dugout much, but that could have spawned from something you were saying.
Josh Donaldson was chirping at the Cubs earlier, according to the video.
Yeah.
All these unwritten rules are
hard to keep up with.
Yeah, it definitely is something that's hard to keep up with, but you don't know what was said before that incident. And it's Wilson Contreras. That's the way he's going to act. I didn't really have a huge problem with that. You guys catch any of Joe's show from his restaurant?
Yeah, caught a little bit. It was entertaining.
Did you read the Mona Lisa?
They seem pretty relaxed, and it was nice to
hear. Fun.
Yeah, it was nice to hear from Anthony Rizzo
remembering
Game 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta
the fedora?
Yeah, the fedora.
No, bad choice.
You're out on it, huh?
No. It's radio, so nobody can see, but it was definitely in character.
It was very smooth. I don't know many
nice
who
job.
Can pull that off. I don't know
he,
many.
He did a nice job.
Coombs,
with
the guy
the
that
whole,
could.
You know, directing traffic. That's a tough setting. You're at a restaurant. You're having a good time. He's unwinding. You're getting people to talk. He handled himself pretty well.
I'm out on the fedora. I'm just, I think, I love him. It's an interesting sartorial choice. It's, some people have good heads for hats. And it just...
Not Kobe White.
I was going to say Kobe White.
No, I've loved the memes around that, too. And I do think that we have moved past the idea of the forced baseball cap on draft night.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's just dumb.
Too much this year.
We were taking alternative nominations for whatever people want, whether it's a pashmina or...
I think cape. I think everybody should get a full-on, like, Darth Vader floor-length cape.
Yeah, he wants...
With a team logo on it. I think that should happen.
Why not elegant pajamas?
Just come out like a Hugh Hefner look.
Yes, lovely silk pajamas. So they could just get, sort of keep it leisurely.
Goodness.
I'm open to anything, but somebody said that the silhouette of Kobe of the baseball hat over Kobe White's hair. If you just squint at it and picture the Emperor Napoleon. It's got that perfect shape of the French general's classic hat to it. It's great. Somebody redid it on Twitter. It looks terrific. All he needs is his hand tucked in his shirt.
So I know we've moved on from this, and I'm sure it's terrible radio, but back to the pitch framing for a second.
Yes.
How about the video of the little kid in, like, T-ball game pitch framing, right?
Oh,
is that what we've
gotten
to? That jumps up to grab the ball, comes down, and holds it as a strike. I'm sorry, but I was in tears over that video.
They all do it. I mean, I've seen it since my son was playing as an 8-year-old when they started kid pitch in travel, that all those catchers want to tunnel everything up and, you know, know, make sure they're receiving it the right way. That's part of the game.
For being honest, that kid has Angel Hernandez or CeeBee Buckner behind the plate. He's got a chance. He's got a chance of getting the call. I don't know.
Eric Gregg in the LeVon Hernandez game. Yeah.
So it's Tuesday. So what does that mean for you guys? It's not a Joe Tuesday for Joe Madden, but it's still a Joe Tuesday for you guys.
We do have Joe Sheehan. He's moved to 11 o'clock because we got two other big time guests hanging out with us today.
Yeah, in just a few minutes, Stan Bowman is going to join us, the Blackhawks GM, to talk about all the moves that they're making.
That was a good trade he made.
To come.
Oh, God.
I think so.
Yeah, I do think so. Yeah. Calvin DeHaan's a defenseman that is going to help him in a way that he's not Nicholas Jalmerson, but he can play that kind of role, and they haven't had that kind of guy since they got rid of Nicholas Jalmerson.
Yeah. Shot blocker, stay at home, guy you don't have to worry
Smart
about.
Smart player.
Shut down kind of guy.
We had Chris Cook on, and you got to ask Stan if he, when he sees him, tries to walk away because he's still not sure if he's on his side
or not. That was funny.
Mike Anderson, who is currently the head coach of St. John's, but was the Arkansas head coach, can tell us all about Daniel Gafford at 10 o'clock. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. Joe Sheehan at 11. And it's a big day, too, for the station because Lawrence Holmes, starting at noon, he's going to be out at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. He's got Wilson Contreras and Albert Elmora with him.
Thank you, Wilson Contreras.
Perfect.
What a tease.
I can't wait to hear how he explains it. Today, now that he slept on it and seen all of his interviews, how that's going to go.
Could it be like Mickey Callaway?
Poor, calling him a poor man. Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to apologize for not apologizing.
What an idiot.
Yeah, that's
a franchise.
Yeah. Careful.
My
there.
God. Mickey Callaway. Seriously. This guy is at like.
Mr. Sensitive.
Jim Essien, Terry Bevington levels. I mean, this is a complete clown
show.
He's
so bad, his general manager should fire him from his living room.
Right, send him a text. Fire yourself. Okay.
See you, Mickey.
Have a good show, guys.
Bye. End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.